cakes, I don't like dolies. Or am I going to act a part around this camp? For it is a truthful fact. So fill your pipes and listen. I'll tell you, let me see. I think it was in 50, from that to 63. You've all heard tell of Bridgie. I used to run with Jim. A many hard days shouting I have done with the sight of him. It's once that old Fort Reno, a trapper used to dwell. We called him Old Fat Ron. The scouts all knew him well. One night this spring of 50, we camped on Powder River. We killed a calf of buffalo and took the slice of liver. While eating quite contented, we heard three shots or four. Put out the fire and listened, then heard a dozen more. We knew that old man Rono had moved his traps up here. While picking up our rifles and fixing on our gear, we mounted quick as lightning. To save was our desire, to lay the painted heathen and set the house on fire. We tied our horses quickly and waded up the stream. And close beside the water I heard an awful scream. And there among the bushes a little girl did lie. I picked her up and whispered, I'll say you were alive. Oh, what a ride, oh, Bridgie, has discovered our retreat. Sometimes a child would whisper in a voice so low and sweet, poor Papa God will take him to Mama up above. There's no one else to love. There's no one else to love. The little one was 13, and I was 22. Says, I'll be your father and love you just as soon. She nestled to my bosom, her hazel eyes so bright, looked up and made me happy, so close to sleep that night. 8 months had passed in May. We called her Hazel Eye, and who was going to leave me was going to say goodbye. Her uncle named Jack Brano, who reported long was dead, had come to claim my angel, his brother's child he said. What could I say? We parted. Now Jack was growing old. I handed him a bank, and all I had in gold. They rode away at sunrise. I went a mile or two, and parting says we'll meet again. May God bless over you. While drinking in my grandeur and resting in my saddle, I thought I heard a gentle ripple like a dipping of a paddle. I turned towards the eddies. A strange sight met my view, a maiden with her rifle, a little barking blue. She stood up in the center with her rifle to her eye. I thought just for a second that my time had come to die. I doffed my cap and told her, if it be all the same, to drop a little shooter. I was not her game. She dropped the deadly weapon, then leaped from lake to me. Saying, sir, I beg your pardon, I thought you were child free. Your long hair and your buckskin look warrior-like and rough. My beads are spoiled by sunshine, or to kill you sure enough. Perhaps it had been better to have dropped me then, said I. For surely such an angel would bear me to the sky. She blushed and dropped her eyelids, Her cheeks were crimson red as the glass she gave, and then hung down her head. I smoothed her golden tress, so her eyes looked up in mine. She seemed in doubt and wished in such a long, long time. Strong arms are thrown around me, I'll save you or I'll die. I clasp her to my bosom, my long lost hazel eye. I took her little hand in mine, she wondered what I meant. She neither drew it not away, but rather seemed content. Her heart near mine were beating, while sobbingly she said, my dear, my brave preserver, they told me you were dead, and who you claimed me from you, my uncle good and true. Now sick in yonder cabin, I thought so much of you. If Joe were living, darling, he said to me last night that he would care for Maggie when God touched out my life. We found the old man sleeping, cause Maggie let him rest. The sun was slowly sinking in the far flowing west. Although we talked in whispers, he opened wide his eyes. A dream he might. A lasted dream of life. He drifted like a shadow to where the old man lay. You had a dream, dear uncle, another dream today. Oh yes, I saw angels as pure as mountain snow, and near her at my bedside with California Joe. I'm sure I'm not an angel, dear uncle, that you know. My arms are brown, my hands too, my face is not like snow. And listen what I tell you, for I have news to share, for Hazel lies happy, and Joe is true, truly here. And when a few days after, the old man said to me, Joe, my boy, she are an angel, and good as angels be. For 3 long months she's haunted, she's trapped and nursed me too. God bless you, boy, I believe she's safe alongside of you. The sun was slowly sinking when Meg, my wife, and I came riding through that valley with teardrops in her eyes. 1 year ago today, Joe, I see the mossy grave we laid beneath the day. So good and brave, and come with every springtime, was sure to find me there. There's something in that valley, it's always sweet and fair. Our love were newly kindled while sitting by the stream, where 2 hearts were united. Love, sweet, happy. What was that?